Hey, this is Gunsully for the podcast, and I am here at Otakon 2017 in Washington, D.C. with Kenshima of the Slants.
What's up, everybody?
So, tell me, how has your Otakon experience been so far?
We had a great concert last night. People were hyped, and people were just making a lot of noise, which is the best thing, standing up real close. I just feed off of everyone's energy, and if they're giving me energy and I have energy to do the show, then it's already going to be a good time.
Awesome. Yeah, it was an amazing show. I was there, rocked out with that crowd up front there.
Thank you.
Yeah, they were getting into it. I was really, I think this might be the biggest venue I've seen you guys in. The last time I saw you in D.C., it was
the Supreme electric. Court steps, and then
yes.
You saw us at Electric Maid,
yeah.
In D.C. You came out to Philly for a Kung Fu Necktie.
That was a trip. That was a trip.
Yeah.
You guys were very like at home in that like relaxed venue.
Yeah.
And it was really awesome to get to hang out with you guys and just sort of chill with the other bands and everything.
Yeah. Thing about that Philadelphia night was that the Kung Fu Necktie show was actually like our fourth show and appearance that night. So basically my voice was very warmed up, and I think we were all just kind of glad to have been able to make it to the fourth venue after some bus problems.
Yeah. I was blown away that you guys had so much energy. Are you ever just like dead on the inside? Like, are you ever just like so tired? You're just thinking, how am I still moving?
So when we were on our six-week tour, we averaged about 4 hours of sleep a night. And, you know, that's an average. Sometimes we didn't get any, and sometimes we got maybe six, maybe seven. Barely, though. But, you know, once I'm on stage, you know, it's not just a performance. It's not just a job. It's something I feel like I was born to do. And so anytime, whether it's one or 1,000 people in front of me, no, I don't feel dead inside. I actually feel ready to rock out with whoever's ready to rock out with me.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I saw your tour schedule and thought, these guys are killing themselves.
Different city every night, too, man.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, you guys definitely rocked some faces off in Philly that night. And, you know, what do you think of the music community in general? I noticed that you guys just sort of, it seems like you make friends everywhere you go. Have you found it relatively welcoming, or is it occasionally contentious?
It all depends on people's perspective. And for me, like, I'm just so happy to have, I mean, like, this gig and be able to be performing and be in this band. I don't find music as a competition. I find it more as a family. We're all going for the same art. Like, things, unfortunately, some people might look at it with like money and how like a band might be taking another band's like money or performance opportunities and things like that. But that's like, we're all grinding. We're all just trying to make music. And I think that's what people should realize, that it's not a competition. It's all family. So whenever, like, you know, these kids walk around an anime festival, they're here to celebrate anime. So in that aspect, I love to just celebrate music. If you and I have the same common interest, I'm sure you and I will get along in some way or another form or another.
Absolutely. That's an awesome way of looking at things. And yeah, I can see that being your guys' overall vibe. How long have you been with the Slants?
This is going into year three. I've been with them 3 years. So this is going into fourth year, I guess. Yeah, August was like my first show, so it's 3 years now.
And you were here for when the Supreme Court stuff really ramped up into overdrive, huh?
Actually, right when I joined is when it kind of started doing the snowball effect in the federal court, the en banc hearing for the federal court. And yeah, it was such a trip to be here in January and standing in front of the eight justices. Not nine, eight. There's so many bullet points, like, throughout our case, like unanimous decisions, and
that was
just how everything has, you know, been the perfect storm for us.
So when you first start, and then all of a sudden the legal stuff ramps up, were you ever like, whoa, what have I got in on? You know, I thought this was just a band. Was it ever like that, or did you kind of know that it already had some controversy?
I knew Simon was already, I guess, 5 or 4 years into the trademark battle, so there was already some things on Google. But, you know, I was just more happy to be joining an established band, and after trying to do, like, some solo work in music, it's, honestly, it's a lot easier that, like, Simon, he's, like, the booking manager, agent, everything, and how he just tells me when and where to sing, and I'm there.
Awesome. And how has this tour affected your social life?
I'm married, and any time that I travel away from my wife is, you know, obviously tough, but she is so awesome that, you know, she's letting me live my dream. She knows that this is what I want to do. Luckily, you know, I'm able to make some, a little bit of money on the doing this, so it's not just completely like me, like, you know, dinking around and just playing music and hanging out with the boys and coming back empty-handed. But she patiently waits for me on the nights that I fly back home. She always has a little bit of dinner or something ready for me. Just a perfect partner for me, man.
That is awesome. Well, I'm glad you have that in your life. And let's see here. What else?
Cheers to Filipino wives, man.
Absolutely. Does she cook?
Oh, yeah. She cooks everything. The cool thing is she really actually likes to make Japanese food, too. I mean, she likes to make everything, but, you know, the fact that she can make Japanese food is just so much better even for me.
So you're of Japanese descent, and she is of Filipino ancestry. So
yeah.
Very interesting food combos, I'm guessing. Do you guys primarily eat with chopsticks, or are you fork and knife?
You know, it depends on the cuisine.
Hey, we saw you guys. Cool. You were really good.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, random shout out from a fan. Cool. Anyway, and, you know, depends on the cuisine. Some things are easier to eat with chopsticks. Some things are just, you know, to the nitty gritty, just eat with the fork and knife. It's all good.
And
sometimes even with my hands.
And me and my wife and even my parents, I showed them the Slants Taiwan Tour 2016.
Oh yeah.
And what was your favorite food that you ate on that trip?
Oh, man, I have to say, I think it was called like a slack line soup, and I think it was either Kaohsiung or Taichung. But it was just basically like a noodles, minced pork, and the broth was just awesome. That was really good. And something that I actually ate like every day was scallion pancakes.
And your least favorite? I think I know the answer.
Stinky tofu.
Yes. Yeah, man, that was one of the most animated I've ever seen you.
Oh, man. I almost feared for my life. I took about 3 like very confident bites. And then I like breathed in, and it's worse than like the smell of sewage, man.
Like I saw you go through, like
wide
like
range
shock.
Of emotions.
Yeah, the 5 stages of grief. Like you went through everything. Your face just kept changing. Like oh no, it was brilliant. It was brilliant cinema. I loved it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I had to drink a lot of whiskey to get that taste out of my mouth afterwards.
Is that pretty prevalent over there in Taiwan? With whiskey and.
The Cavalon whiskey is some of the best whiskey that I've tasted, and they are actually award-winning and things like that. And starting to see some in America on top shelf. So, yeah, I think they're really proud of that.
Awesome. So, wanna hawk your stuff here. So I'm gonna let people know that the Slants merchandise, including the Taiwan tour video and some of the T-shirts that I love to rock, are available at your website, theslants.com. So,
yeah.
If you have anything else you would like to say to our lovely audience.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you guys check out our music. I'm sure Sully can attach something to this if he hasn't already. Thank you.
I like to plug your CD baby. Do you guys use that a lot, or do you want me to plug a different platform?
You know, we're on everything. You know, anything and everything helps. So iTunes, CD baby, Amazon, YouTube, Spotify, Pandora.
CD Baby's the possessive one. They're the one that if I put your video on YouTube, CD Baby's the one that calls copyright.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're doing that on your behalf or what, but they'll flag my videos.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to protect, but yeah.
I did Love Within My Sins. I posted that up right after your Philly thing. And we were all walking to the Philly cheesesteak place afterwards.
And you got
and
something?
And I got the message that the video had been demonetized because of copyright. And, it's sort of funny because I'm with you guys, so I know you guys didn't flag it.
Yeah.
So it was, and it showed it was from CD Baby. But that's why I trust them. I trust them to protect you guys and look out for you. All right. Everybody, this is Gun Sully for thepodcast.com with Ken Shima. Check out the links in the description to this on thepodcast.com. That's thepodcaste.com. Live at Otakon 2017.